You're listening to SBS News.
Eddie JQ is only a few months shy of 100 years old, but he says his memories of Auschwitz will never fade.
Auschwitz is a death camp.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Thanks.
You're very lucky. I think I'm a miracle that I survived.
Mr. JQ was joined by his family and other Holocaust survivors in Sydney to commemorate 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. Some say these commemorations are more important now than ever before. Among them, the Sydney Jewish Museum's CEO, Norman Seligman.
With the increasing rise of anti-Semitism right now and racism generally, I think today's function has an even more important bearing.
Nearly 400 people attended the Sydney Jewish Museum, dozens of them Holocaust survivors and some survivors of Auschwitz itself. Eddie JQ says he can never leave his past behind.
I cannot and will not forgive or forget. And I will never understand how people of the quality of Germans, which have produced Schiller and Goethe, Beethoven and Mozart, and become murderers.
6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. It's a page in history that, in its aftermath, has become closely connected to Australia. Peter Wayne, the president of the Australian Association of Jewish Holocaust Survivors and Descendants, explains.
Australia, per capita, took in more Holocaust survivors than any other country except Israel. So we did have in Australia a remarkably influential survivor presence.
The number of Holocaust survivors is smaller at each year's commemoration, and soon it will be left to their descendants to carry the flame. Anthony Levin is the grandson of Olga Horak, a Holocaust survivor.
I see myself as a kind of hopeful custodian of Holocaust memory. I want to be able to carry that legacy so that the next generation can know the facts and know the horrors of the Holocaust.
While Eddie JQ's grandson Mark says there is a wider responsibility.
I think it's a responsibility for all of us, but also not just for Jewish people, but I think that it's a responsibility for everybody.
And although Eddie JQ has shouldered that responsibility for the past 75 years, he doesn't seem to mind.
I teach happiness. If I can make a miserable people smile, I'm happy. Happiness does not fall from the sky. It's in your hands. So I am here to make you happy. You meet the happiest man on earth, me.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.